learning has really just shifted to doing the work for the grade, not learning for the fun of learning as it used to be. Taking away the classroom really changes everything, and now I think we're all struggling feeling unmotivated. Not having that human connection with the professor and your class friends really just takes the fun out of it.
Strangely enough, I feel like everybody is sort of adapting to this situation and almost accepting this as a new normal.
I can't help but compare the day-to-day life that I had before social distancing, before quarantine, and before this pandemic. My routine basically consisted of waking up, going to school, attending my classes, studying, doing homework, making sure I was well prepared for any upcoming quizzes or assignments or exams.
Literally staying at home for almost a year is, you know, it's just new to us. You know, it's new to all of us. I asked mom the other day if she ever experienced something like this. She was like, no, I'm new to this just like you are. So, you know, so I wouldn't blame you if you didn't know how to react or behave in times such as these. So
we are currently at the about 5 weeks, 6 week mark of being quarantined. Days are kind of merging together. We don't really remember what day it is of the week.
We don't know if things are going to go back, you know, or they're going to stay the same, or they're going to change, you know, just completely be different. Society's going to change, you know.
Weeks go by and it doesn't even feel like a new month came around.
When the email was sent out saying that we had our classes switch from in-class to online classes, 3 days later, we were also told that we had to move out from the dorm. So having both things happen at the same time was extremely overwhelming for a lot of the people that were living on campus.
School is very strange. I do feel a sense of disconnect when it comes to like going to classes and like the importance of my classes. Although I know that like in my heart that they're very important and interesting and that I actually want to be there, I have very low motivation and kind of not quite sure why.
I mean, school now, it took me a very, very, very long time to feel motivated to do anything. There were days where I was just in my bed for hours, like sun up to sundown, because I just felt very hopeless, just very depressed.
Although, you know, we're still in an academic session where we still need to attend class, do all our assignments, and, you know, get grades and have professors grade for us.
It's become even honestly more difficult to meet deadlines when it seems like the days begin to blur into each other while in quarantine.
Isolation in itself is a huge problem right now. It definitely creates very devastating effects to our mental health and our physical health, for that matter. And it creates the cycle of despair.
How being inside and staying inside, or just not being able to do our, you know, usual routine, really, really, really flares up depression and anxiety in people. And it definitely did that for me. I mean, I'm way better, I would say, than I guess a couple of days ago.
School now has become increasingly more difficult for various factors and depending on people's circumstances. Students like me have been displaced from our housing situation and having to return home or make other living arrangements that may or may not provide a learning environment to continue to thrive in for our academics.
The video conference applications used for lectures has allowed me to stay in touch with the classroom, so I have been able to continue class as usual. However, I believe that the stress of being in quarantine, the amount of work being assigned, and looming uncertainty of the future are taking a toll on my mental well-being. It is also difficult to pay attention while working at home because other family and household responsibilities that must be attended to. Additionally, it is easier to feel overwhelmed and distracted when working from the home setting rather than going to class and having the library available as my designated study area.
I'm trying not to stress too hard because around this time I usually get sick because I am stressing about finals and school and stuff, and I know that the school knows that as well. They know that their students get very sick around this time, usually.
As many of us are struggling through it, whether it be trying to stay focused and meeting deadlines, having to learn new ways to cope with the stress of it all, to having to figure out different sources of income if you have been displaced from your job, to being appalled by our current political climate as we have to see failing systems such as our crippling healthcare system, and to see a president mishandling the whole situation of the pandemic.
Now that we're getting to the end of the semester, I have to admit and say that I am happy. This is going to be over soon. This transition from in-class to online classes was a bit difficult for me just because I know that I learn better in an environment where it's face-to-face with the professor and other classmates.
I think school has definitely lost a lot of value in transitioning online. A lot of the value in school is to be able to not only interact with people around you in class and the professors that you're taking the classes with, the library, the resources for career development, or even just for some students, a primary resource as a place to eat. You know, now my biggest fear is that from here on out, education is going to be taken online. Whether it's the primary school levels, the intermediate school levels, all the way up to the college levels.
For me, school right now is definitely different. It's a lot more awkward. There's very limited connection, even in classes that were previously more discussion based, because of how everyone is just sitting at home, mostly with their screens off, with their mics off. I don't feel like I'm learning enough. I think in most of my classes, especially because I'm in only liberal arts classes this semester, a lot of what I was learning was through other people's ideas and contributions to the class, other than just the professor lecturing through a PowerPoint presentation. So in that sense, I feel like I'm definitely losing a part of what I would gain in other semesters from my peers and my classmates.
And I just feel that school's not even a priority for some of us, you know, with all these other responsibilities while being at home now, you know, with some of us not even having jobs and filing for unemployment. I feel that everything has just become a burden simply because, you know, the situation is getting worse. And we've been told by, you know, health organizations that it's going to get much worse. So honestly, I'm just waiting for the semester to be over, and I'm just going at it day by day, since that's all we could do, honestly. You know, we can't go outside, you know, fight the virus, or, you know, it's just out of our control, it's out of our reach. We're just human.
I don't want to be there. I just, I feel like I do get a lot from in-person classes, because I get that, you know, the interaction with other people, whether it's just physically being in the same room as them, or, like, listening to them or talking to them, especially if it comes to, like, friends, you know, it kind of does eliminate that. Those moments before, like, a class period where you, like, talk to the people around you about random stuff. And I do like that, because even if I, like, think it's forced interaction to a certain extent, it's something that, I mean, like, aids my mental health more than I really thought it would.
I have a job that is considered essential, so I have to go to work. And that just makes me that much more susceptible to getting this virus, so...
It's different, because for the first time, in college, I don't have a job that, like, creates time constraints, and time constraints from work kind of push me to do my work, because I usually in a week only have 2 or 3 days to finish all my assignments, and so I'm forced to do them. But now that I have so much free time, I just keep pushing things and procrastinating in ways that I usually don't.
I feel like the school definitely could have done more for its students, and the thing that I thought would have been, like, you know, common sense is to just pass us all, because we have never dealt with anything like this before, where we had to nationwide shut down schools like this and expect students to go on a laptop and have access to Wi-Fi and have access to a home where they can feel safe, or they feel like they can actually, you know, do Zoom meetings, do their discussion posts on time.
I have a senior seminar class, which has now become all online discussion board based.
Communication and building relationships and networking have been completely severed, as we have to rely even more on technology, and technology is not always the most reliable when it comes to continuing to build relationships with professors.
I like we could barely even do that when we were in school because people had to use the library if they didn't have a working computer at home. So, or like working Wi-Fi at home. So I feel like this is a very, I mean, I'm very, you know, privileged enough to have those resources at home and to be able to do that. But what about the people that can't? Like, now they have a failing grade all because of this unprecedented event. And I feel like the school did nothing for that, did nothing for people who have to do that, you know?
Very, very happy that I get to do Zoom meetings. I don't think I would have been able to just go fully, just only online. It would have made me extremely less motivated than I even am right now. So I do appreciate that.
What's disappointing is that, you know, I feel like everyone was starting to get comfortable with each other and we were starting to get into some really dynamic discussions in class. And I wish the university would kind of focus on those things and consider those things moving forward.
Cal State Fullerton has talked about doing fully online courses for next semester. And then maybe they're considering in the spring of 2021 to then go back to in-person class meetings. I am kind of concerned that that's going to happen for the rest of, you know, the Cal States and even some higher, whatever, some other colleges that are in the state and probably across some other states at this point as well.
And it's just, it's very frustrating that people in general just don't think about others like that. And it doesn't take too much to just say, hey, there's just 2 months left. Why don't we just pass the people who have been going to classes like that and who have been participating and who have been trying? Why don't we just put a pass on the transcript? And if anybody has to ask, we'll just say, oh, coronavirus, do you remember that? And then for professors, I don't want them to not have pay.
So that is kind of concerning, just because I don't know how that's going to affect adjunct professors or people that are just lecturers. And I'm very surprised to see that there's not a lot of like pushback from my other professors about that kind of stuff. Or like they don't really address it, which is very interesting. So that's kind of concerning. And then also I don't think that you fully get the type of schooling that you need or like the educational, I don't think you get the same amount of education or the same, you know, passionate education that you would if it's in person. I think that there's a lot of connections that are then made between a student and other students and faculty and administrators and all that kind of stuff when you are, you know, all involved in a similar area. People that, you know, aren't accustomed to online learning or have learning disabilities or are, you know, have increasingly more difficult mental health issues because of this. I mean, being completely honest, I have a lot of mental health issues that are related to like anxiety and depression and like very manic depressive tendencies. So this is a very difficult time for me. I do feel like I'm in high school again, kind of like just sitting in my childhood bedroom and like thinking about not doing anything like ever, because it's just not what I typically want to do. I do miss going outside as much as I don't miss actually going to work for an awful, awful man. I do miss my coworkers because we did have a lot of solidarity there. And I think that's going to be hard to build, especially online for a second semester. With this semester, I think most people are pretty well adjusted at this point, which is also scary because even if we're not in a pandemic, it does kind of bring up the issue, like, what if, you know, what if Cal State or other, you know, higher education places are like, you know what, we should just be online.
It's important to keep up these faculties of being able to do discussions like we have been, regardless of how limited they're making it. I think doing it in any facet is better than no facet at all. And I hope if we continue to engage and have further discussions.
Kind of, although I don't really believe in like the academic like prestige that it has, like a degree has, I still think that like going to an actual facility to get like to do school or like a Cal State, it does hold some sort of weight within the, you know, greater context of like capitalist institutions and like workplace structures and that kind of stuff. But I do think there's a lot of issues. Like, I don't know why I would be spending the amount of money that I'm currently spending to get a degree if everything's just online, because then I could just go to like those like University of Phoenix or like those kind of online.
I feel like it would have just been easier to just give professors and faculty and administration, just give them the pay for these months, you know, make it seem like we were all still, you know, business as usual for them so that they can actually get pay. But no, I don't see what the, like, I don't see why they thought that this was better.
They don't really have to care about anything that they're doing. They just, like, do the classes online, usually cheat or, you know, not really learn anything, and then just get pushed out in the world so they can work either faster or, like, earlier in a profession. And I think that's just, like, not a good way of kind of looking at how education should be, because we should be learning things that are actually valuable and help more people and not just more people make more money.
Millions of discussion posts for our other classes isn't making me learn any of this stuff at all. Like, it's just making me do this so that I can just get a grade and just move on. You know, like, I'm not retaining any of this information. It's not going to matter to me, because what's mattering to me right now is making sure that my very immunocompromised family, and almost all of them are immunocompromised, don't get sick. So how am I supposed to actually care about any of this? I don't know. And I feel like the school really didn't care about our well-being in that way.
I would much rather it have been a Zoom class rather than a beach board discussion post, because I don't think that I'm getting much out of it, because I don't think discussion board posts work at all, because it's just reiterating the same point and everybody's trying to make it sound a lot smarter than it is, because there's not much to learn from that kind of stuff. Staying connected with students that you're around, or in general to like just staying connected with other people. Right now, this like Zoom classes, this class is actually like the only thing that's kind of I look forward to and like I get some sort of satisfaction from being a part of. The other Zoom class that I'm in is kind of lackluster and there's not a lot of participation, but I still get that kind of like in-person, vague in-person vibe that I would get if I was, actually going to school. So that's kind of helpful.